CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hey there, welcome to the Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. On tonight's show, we will be re-airing a show from 2014. The show features the music and an interview that I did with Samantha Martin in 2014 at the Vancouver International Film Festival. So now, let's go to that broadcast.
This is Annie Roach with the Arts Edge, and on tonight's show, we will be featuring blues roots rock singer-songwriter out of Toronto, Samantha Martin of Samantha Martin and the Haggard. I met with Samantha in July, where she was performing with her other group, Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar. Before we go to our interview, I've got a couple of songs for you from Samantha's 2012 CD, Samantha Martin and the Haggard. The first tune is a song that was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And the second tune, Hard Luck Woman, is a song that Samantha Martin wrote. But first, we have Samantha's rendition of Rain from the Skies.
When Mary was 10, she didn't have much back then, just a shack on the wrong side of the line. No white picket fences, just tracks and trenches, and a little girl with a war paint on her face. She cried.
She's 20. She's
Samantha Martin is one of the rising stars in Canada and in Toronto's roots rock scene, and she and her band can frequently be seen on stage at the Dakota Tavern, which is one of Toronto's most respected Americana roots venues. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Samantha at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Very interesting woman, very inspiring, and very talented. And so let's go to that interview now. I'm at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival sitting with Samantha Martin of Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar. First of all, I just want to say thank you for sitting down with me today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Great. One of the things that I noticed in your performance on stage, I don't know what if it was 10 or 12 different people on stage.
Was that this afternoon or this morning?
No, it was.
Was it the gospel morning or the one with Henry Wagons?
Yeah, it was with Henry Wagons.
Stage 5, yeah.
It was fabulous. It made me think of just a really great jamming session and the fact that you ended with The Loadout by the band.
Yes.
Was just, it just sounds like a perfect musician's dream. Can you talk about ending on that tune?
Absolutely, yeah. The Wait is usually a song that I pull out for just such an occasion because most people know the song and it's a good one to jam out on. And, you know, if somebody knows a verse, they can sing the verse and I'll switch off and play. But because it kind of repeats itself, it's a good one to jam out on. I just love that song and I love the band. And all the folks on stage were overly competent. So I knew they would be able to pick up on it quick and we could have a little bit of fun. So, yeah.
Right. So as the MC of that show, you would have to read how everybody's jamming together to determine if it's going to work. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah. You know, like, and I've never been on a stage at a festival where people were not able to follow other people's songs. Whether they choose to or not is up to them. But, you know, if you say, okay, everybody now, you know, most musicians are very competent. You know, if they're at this level, they're really quickly and very easily pick up on especially really well-known cover tunes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. I was talking with Samantha earlier before our interview about your different bands. So you're here at the festival with Delta Sugar. Can you explain the difference between your two bands, Delta Sugar and the Haggards?
Absolutely. Samantha Martin and the Haggard is an 8-piece band with drums and bass and keyboards and 3 singers. And we recorded a record and we toured it and we played quite a few festivals actually right after it first came out. But it's a very, it's a very expensive band to tour 8 pieces. And then in February of 2012, we were asked to do a showcase at a conference where they didn't allow drums and bass. And at the time, I was listening to a lot of staple singers. So I thought, you know what, let's try this. Let's do these same songs, but let's break it down. And we'll do just 2 singers, myself and a guitar player. And it was a huge hit. So last summer, we played Calgary Folk Fest, Dawson City Music Festival, and a little festival outside of Edmonton in Evansburg called Pembina River Nights. And we did that short little tour, and we didn't really have a band name at the time because we were just going under Samantha Martin and the Haggard, just for simplicity's sake. But because we had so many shows coming up, we decided to name the band. And we named this outfit as Delta Sugar because it is very different. This is very gospel, soul, and blues-based, whereas the Haggard is all of that plus rock and roll and some country as well. So it's a... people want to know what they're listening to exactly. So any of the festivals you catch us at, it's going to be Delta Sugar this summer.
Okay, nice. Something I've been noticing in reading about you, that you're being compared to singers like Lucinda Williams, Janis Joplin, Hank Williams. I mean, that's got to feel good. That you're in some pretty good company.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like the one that I get the most is obviously Janis Joplin. I get Janis a lot. You know, and as much as I love Janis, and she was very influential in my early musical kind of upbringing, my mom was a huge fan. I don't really sound like Janis Joplin when I sing. Mm-hmm. What I think people are hearing is the raspiness and the power, mm-hmm. I guess. But I mean, if you put me and Janis side by side and ask us to sing a song, the same song, you know, we would sound very different. You know, but
right. I haven't done that, but I see what you're saying, because I think in terms of personality, you've got like this really strong spirit, which was something Joplin had.
Yeah, definitely. And as far as Lucinda Williams is concerned, like, geez, she's one of our time, like my time, all-time favorite songwriters and singers. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like she's just cried or something when she goes into the recording studio and records these songs, and she's a beautiful singer-songwriter.
Yeah. Has your style evolved over time, or as a young teenager when you got into music, did you just always gravitate towards this style of performance?
No, absolutely not. In the beginning, I was singing Jewel and Sarah McLachlan, because that's kind of what I grew up with. And I remember being at a house party, and I was singing like a Sarah McLachlan song, and nobody was listening, and everybody kind of was like talking over me and stuff, and I pitched a fit, as my dad would say, pitched a fit and left the party in a huff. And he came and he asked me why I left, and I said, oh, nobody was listening to me. And he said, well, first of all, Sam, you're not loud enough. You were singing too softly, and nobody could hear you. And he goes, and if you can't make their toes tap or their ears, or their ears, sorry, if you can't make their toes tap or their eyes cry, then you're not doing a good enough job.
This is advice from your father?
This is advice from my father.
That is good advice.
Yeah, so he said, so you got to learn how to sing to the person in the back of the room. And he goes, make their toes tap. So now people are like, shh, quiet, quiet, you're so loud. But, you know, it was very good advice. And when I got out of college, I was listening to a lot of the blues and that kind of stuff. Like, I would say my early formative years was very country, like Hank Williams, Merle Haggard, you know, Willie Nelson, that kind of stuff. That was big in my family. And then as I got a little bit older, I gravitated more towards blues. Mm-hmm. And through the blues, found gospel and gospel and soul. And, yeah, the deep South speaks to me for some reason. I don't know. I've only visited a couple times, but there's just something magical about the music and the feeling and the emotions that come out of that sort of style of music. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I hear that. So what does your touring schedule look like throughout the year?
Summers are usually really busy for us, and have been getting busier. This little July chunk of the tour, we played Winnipeg last weekend, had a couple dates, one in Nanaimo, one in Penticton, and then we were playing here at Vancouver. We go back today to on the red eye to Toronto, and we play at Hillside next weekend, mm-hmm. in Guelph. And then back out west, we're playing a Northern Ontario festival called Trout Forest. Mm-hmm. Music festival, and then Salmon RMBC.
Oh,
so we've got the August of the Fish, yeah. Trout and Salmon, and then we've got a 2-week duo tour to Southern Alberta, Southern BC. So just my guitar player and I are going to stay out a little bit while longer, and we're going to be taking Via Rail, and we're going to be musicians on board and all this great stuff. So we're going to do a little bit of rambling this summer.
So you're doing the Via Rail, musicians on board. I've
yes.
heard about that. Have you done that before?
I did last summer after we were done Calgary Folk Festival. I took a train from Edmonton to Toronto, and I did it solo. And although it was very fun, I got a little bit bored of myself, you know, so this time I'm taking my guitar player with me, Mikey, and Mikey and I are going to take the train home and, you know, do a little train ride, you know, do some train songs in on the train this time. So
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm curious, can you talk about your musical training?
Well, that'll be a very short answer. As far as vocals, there's no training there at all, and it's probably not a good thing. I probably should take at least some lessons on how to warm up and cool down and take care of my voice a little better. As you can tell, maybe it's not usually as hoarse as it is right now, but it's been a long weekend, so I won't apologize too much for it. But as far as guitar playing, I'm self-taught. My dad, he taught me some basic chords, and, you know, I took it from there. He gets mad at me now. He goes, "Oh, you're better than I am now." Oh. So he puts down his guitar, and now he's pitching a fit.
Did you know early on that this would be your career once you started playing the guitar?
No, definitely not. My dad, although he's what I call a campfire Johnny, he's the entertainment at the campfire, he's the entertainment at the kitchen party. But he never tried to make a living out of it, so I guess I never thought that was much of an option. I went to college for business management because I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I figured that business, anything could be a business. And I graduated with a business management diploma from Grant McEwen in Edmonton. And I would say it was about a year after that I started playing live music and started trying to write some songs and recording and that sort of thing. And in 2008, I think, is when I started really trying to make a go of it. So, yeah.
I always find that's a really neat moment in life where you go, oh, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Did you have that kind of a moment?
Yeah. There was a couple. I think the first festival we ever played, I thought, okay, here we go. And we had won our way into the festival. We did Discoveries. They called it Mariposa Folk Discoveries, I think. And so I played Mariposa Folk Festival. That was my first festival. And that was, I think, the moment when I said, oh, well, you know, like, this is so fun. I want to do this. But in September of this year, of this past year, is when I think I had my, okay, it's now or never. And, you know, I'm not working day jobs. I'm just a full-time musician and working really hard at it. So that was my moment where I was like, okay, it's too late to stop now. Keep going.
And now off Samantha's 2008 CD, Back Home, I've got a song for you, written by Samantha. I'll Go.
Maybe I'll go down to Tevedon, watch the sugar cane grow, 'cause nowhere's better than Tevedon. When you're feeling low, maybe I'll go down to Tevedon. Maybe I'll go
If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to The Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. This is Annie Roach, and on tonight's show, we're featuring the life and the work of Samantha Martin. Let's continue with that interview now.
At the radio station, I stumbled upon your CD. I believe it was your first CD.
Oh, Road to You. Yeah.
Road to You. That is an amazing CD. There are a lot of great songs on there.
Thank you.
Was
very
that
much.
Your first CD?
No, that was actually my second CD.
Okay, can you talk about your first CD and how you transitioned into your second?
Sure. So in 2008, I released an album called Back Home, and I recorded it with session musicians. Lots of really great session musicians played on that, and a fella named Derek Downham produced it. He played a lot of the instruments. And he's the drummer in The Beauties, which is a Toronto band, and he plays guitar for Andy Kim and that sort of thing. So we worked together on the first album, and I wanted to play more shows. So I went actively seeking a full-time band that was able to commit, rather than me trying to teach session musicians every time, trying to teach them the songs and all this kind of stuff. Not that they're very complicated, but I found it a little bit redundant to teach a different person every single time you play a show. So that's when I met Mikey, who's the guitar player in Delta Sugar and The Haggard, Greg Sweetland, who is the bass player in The Haggard, and Pete Lambert. And they all played together in a couple other bands, and asked them if they would be willing to get on board, and they did. And we played all the songs off Back Home for a couple years, saved up our pennies from some shows. And we went into the studio in July of 2011, and we recorded all these new songs that we had written on the self-titled record, which has Road to You on it. So it's a self-titled record called Samantha Martin and the Haggard, and it's got a bird on the front of the cover with an arrow through it. And I just wanted to let everybody know that no birds were harmed in the making of that album cover. It's just representative of, you know, like brokenhearted blues, you know, that kind of stuff. Anyway, so yeah, we transitioned and we made our record, the Samantha Martin and the Haggard record, and we had said, okay, well, we're going to hire keyboards and we're going to hire some great gospel singers that I had met along the road. Amoy and Cecile Levy and Marlene O'Neill, they sang on the record. And that we've done so many shows together with the Levy sisters and Marlene. And we played some really great, great shows. But unfortunately, because of scheduling issues, because they are very in demand and they're very, very good, they were not able to do some of the tours. So they introduced me to Cherie Marshall and Stacey Tabb.
Oh, nice.
And Cherie and Stacey have been a part of Delta Sugar since last summer. And then we released an EP just recently in the Delta Sugar formation.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So is that a full album of songs?
No, currently it's just an EP, so it's just only 5 songs.
Okay.
And it's just a teaser of an album that we're putting out in January of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned, folks. We got another record coming.
Nice.
It will be a Delta Sugar record, though. It won't be a Haggard record. It will be what we're doing now, nice and broken down, vocally based. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe one or two extra instruments here and there sporadically, but we want it to be really representative of what we're doing in Delta Sugar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Back to Samantha Martin and the Haggards. How have you grown and developed as an artist between album one and album two?
Definitely steered a little bit farther away from the country music.
Okay.
Not that I don't love country music, but I think at the time that I was writing all the songs, there was a real insurgence of alt-country and Americana, kind of that country thing that was going on. And, you know, I like country. I really do love country. I love old country. But you know what? There's so many people doing it. You know, I wanted to set myself a little bit out of the pack. And I have a real love of gospel music and blues music. And my voice lends itself very well to it. So
yeah.
I think I just started, I was listening to so much country music when I recorded the first record, and then kind of not grew tired of it, but needed a change, and started listening to a lot of blues and gospel, and then rock and roll, like listening to a lot of Rolling Stones. And so the Haggard, you know, we picked up that vibe, like that CCR vibe or Rolling Stones, Ike and Tina Turner, like that kind of stuff. That was the kind of music we were listening to as a band, and also some reggae. I really love reggae music, and we were listening to quite a bit of it when we recorded the self-titled record. Now, definitely leaning hard on the gospel stuff.
Mm-hmm. So how many years have you been touring as a band for the Haggards and the Delta Sugar combined?
Since 2009, but the touring, as far as Canadian touring, was definitely September of 2012.
Oh, okay.
I do believe is when it was September 2012.
That's touring throughout Canada, but you were already doing a lot of gigs, say, back east in Toronto,
yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. We were playing a lot locally, you know, doing the 2-3 hour drive, you know, maybe going as far as Montreal. But as far as like real cross-Canada touring, it didn't start till September 2012 when we were hired to do a Home Roots house concert. And Mikey and I, the guitar player, we did it as a duo. And that's when the touring started. And we've been to Germany. We've been not paid to tour down in the States, but we went down to the States to take part in some conferences down there. And, you know, we had a great time. And we call those road trips.
That's great. Yeah. Did you make it to the Deep South?
Oh, yeah. I spent a couple days in Clarksdale, Mississippi. And we stayed at a place called the Shack Up Inn. And man, it was such a fantastic place.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful. That's great. So what do you see as being next for you?
Next for me is definitely the record, and I'd really like to tour a little bit more regularly through Canada and try to get over to Europe a few times, because I really enjoy. We went to Bremen, Germany back in March of this year, and we were taking part in the Women in Emotion Music Festival in Bremen, Germany. And Volka Stepat, he's a lovely man, and he got us over there, and we had such